This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been reports this week that the White House is getting set to roll out new rules about car and truck emissions, the net effect of which would be to get more American drivers into more electric vehicles. While we wait for that, though, there is data out today about how we're feeling EV-wise. A new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the University of Chicago that shows about 4 in 10 Americans are at least somewhat likely to go electric the next time they buy a car. However, it also shows that the big EV barrier for most people is the sticker price. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Driving an electric car is cheaper than driving a gas car. And Sam Ori at the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago says that is a big motivator.
74% of Americans say that saving money on gas is the top reason why they would consider purchasing an electric vehicle.
Saving the climate is also a big motivator, but not as big as saving money.
At the same time, it's not just about the operating costs. There's also the upfront costs. And we know that electric vehicles tend to be a few thousand dollars more than their comparable gasoline vehicle.
And that is the top deterrent for potential buyers. The federal government has been trying to make the sticker price less of a deterrent by offering tax credits on certain EVs.
Right now, that's $7,500. But by next week, April 18th, it's going to probably be going down for most electric vehicles to about half of that.
Leah Stokes at UC Santa Barbara says that's because of new requirements around where EVs and their batteries are made.
So a lot of the EVs are not going to qualify for that full tax credit quite yet because they don't make all the battery components here in the United States.
That should change as more car makers open EV and battery plants in the U.S., says Gil Tal at the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis.
The idea is that this kind of requirement will change where the car companies decide to build their next factory.
Ultimately, Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions says what will really drive the cost of EVs down more than tax credits is more supply.
It's just going to take a while. We've been building internal combustion engines for 140 years, and so we've only been building modern electric vehicles for 20.
So right now, he says, car makers just aren't able to churn out nearly as many EVs as they can gas-powered cars. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.